Chapter 2. One morning, when I was a first grader at St. Agnes Elementary School in Rockville Center, New York, one of my schoolmates, a boy 2 years older than I was, told me a story I still remember, since it scared the hell out of me. "Do you know the old broken-down house on Lakeview Avenue?" he asked me. "You know, the big one that's the size of the school? The one everyone stays away from?" I told him I did. "Well," he said, "I heard from my sisters that the house is haunted." He had my attention, but even as a first grader, I was a bit skeptical. I asked him how they would know. He told me that the house was up for sale and his parents and sisters had gone to look at it. My skepticism eased a bit. This was not unlikely. My family, too, had looked at that house before they'd settled on a smaller, even more run-down place across town. The story he had heard from his sisters and was passing on to me was that there had been a very unhappy man who lived there and had done horrible things to kids. I asked him what kinds of things, but he didn't know. His sisters wouldn't tell him, but they must have been really terrible. One day, according to this boy, the man felt so guilty about what he had done he hanged himself in the bathroom. Now, this was possible. I had been with my parents when they were looking at that house, and it had the creepiest bathroom I had ever seen. Dark blue walls, a tiny dirty window that let in only the faintest light, exposed pipes, and a toilet with an overhead watershed and chain you had to pull to flush. The chain had reminded me of the cord the Addams Family always used on TV to summon Lurch from whereabouts unknown. I had never seen anything like that before. As he continued telling me the story, I imagined some old guy with his tongue dangling from his mouth, hanging from a pipe, his feet inches above the place where moments before he had dropped a deuce. But all I said was, "Really?" "Snapped his neck," he replied. I told the kid what Father Bennett had said in church one day, "You're not supposed to kill yourself. If you do, you go to hell." The boy continued telling the story, and I was listening with rapt attention when a Polaroid flash of disbelief went off in my head. "Wait, the owners told your parents this?" I asked. I was pretty sure, even in my 7-year-old mind, that I was probably being set up. If you're trying to sell a house, the last thing you want to tell someone is that some creepy guy was found hanging above a crapper. "No, stupid," my schoolmate said. "My sisters heard from their friends at a slumber party." Now that made more sense to me. I was satisfied by that response. Maybe he was telling the truth. There was more to the story. Supposedly, the man who killed himself still walks around the halls with the noose around his neck. He moans and knocks things down. That was why the owner wanted to sell the house, to get away from the guy with the rope. "And you know what?" he asked me. "What?" "They say he has another piece of rope in his hands, looking to hang his next victim. And you know what else?"
"What?"
"He's been looking for you." And on the very last word, he reached out, hollered, and grabbed me by the neck. I remember screaming. His hand was pinching my skin, and I wasn't able to breathe. I pushed him off, called him an asshole, and ran. I could hear him laughing as I took off. I didn't want him to know it, and I'm a bit ashamed to admit it even now, but he almost made me pee my pants. I held it in, though. When you're 7 years old, one of the last things you want to do in school is wet yourself. I, for one, never wanted to be known as Gary Piss-His-Pants Jansen. His story rattled me. All day long I waited for dismissal, my leg bouncing up and down in my gray uniform pants, just so I could go home and tell my mom about the incident at school and ask her if ghosts were real and if they could kill you. I was kind of an innocent and credulous kid at the time, and I was still getting used to being in school. My mom had never sent me to kindergarten, opting instead to keep me home during that oh-so-important first year of primary education. Even though my